We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it, utter shame.
Charlamagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Friday, September 23rd, goes to the Boston Celtics as a staff, organization, and mother effing crew. Okay, Kevin McHale, F you too. All right? Kevin McHale has nothing to do with this, or maybe he does. I don't know. But there is an injustice that is happening in Beantown that we need to discuss this morning, because the headline all day yesterday and the headline on ESPN is Boston Celtics suspend coach Udoka. Did I pronounce that right?
I'm sure you didn't.
But their black coach, who led the team to the NBA Finals last year for the whole 2022-2023 season, they suspended him for violating team policies. And ESPN's Adrian, I just call him Woj. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce that man's last name, because his last name looked like a line on an eye test. Woj said that Udoka had an intimate and consensual relationship with a female member of the franchise's staff, and that's what led to him being suspended for a whole year. Let's go to CBS News for the report, please.
ESPN basketball insider Adrian Wojnarowski broke this late last night, and since then, there have been multiple reports about that relationship that he had with a staffer, and Ime Udoka is facing a significant team suspension. Now, the initial information came out about 10:35 late last night, and it came out in a rather vague tweet. Woj reported that, according to sources, Udoka is facing possible disciplinary action, including a significant suspension for an unspecified violation of organizational guidelines. Went on to say, discussions are ongoing within the Celtics on a final determination. Now, since that time, it has been reported by multiple outlets that Celtics head coach Ime Udoka was in a consensual, intimate relationship with a member of the franchise's staff.
And that's led to a year suspension. Now, on Monday, I gave two welfare queens, former governor of Mississippi Phil Bryan and Brett Favre, the biggest hee-haw because Phil has a civil lawsuit against him because he used federal welfare funds toward the building of a new volleyball stadium at the University of Southern Mississippi, a massive criminal scandal in which prominent officials misspent or stole millions in welfare dollars intended for the nation's poorest residents. The rich stealing from the poor in America. What's new? Disgusting. All right? That is criminal. And I gave Donkey of the Day to them on Monday, and this story had been circulating for a little while now, but for some reason wasn't getting much media coverage. So I decided to give them Donkey of the Day on Monday because I know that if it was former quarterback Michael Vick or former quarterback Warren Moon, it would have been front page news on these sports networks for sure. And lo and behold, just a few days later, Udoka gets caught having an intimate consensual affair with a member of the franchise's staff. He gets suspended for a year, and his headlines everywhere. Now, I don't know what the team's policies are. I don't know what the code of conduct is. But why are we acting like work relationships don't happen all the time? A year suspension for a work relationship, a consensual work relationship. The NBA owner who just got caught using racist and sexist language got a year suspension. So you want me to believe that Udoka having an intimate and consensual relationship with a staff member warrants the same kind of discipline? Whose wife or daughter did this man sleep with? This sounds a little too personal to me to just be some random woman in the organization. This got to be somebody's wife or daughter, girlfriend, something. And here's an Uncle Charlotte conspiracy theory. I don't think the racists in Boston like having a black head coach. And I think that they suspended that man this season to give somebody else a shot. And if they have success, they might part ways with the brother to appease the MAGA-loving, mayonnaise-flavored mammals of Massachusetts. That's just an Uncle Charlotte conspiracy theory. Okay, but nowhere on God's green earth do I think someone should be suspended for a year for an intimate, consensual relationship with a coworker? If that's the case, there's so many executives shaking in their boots this morning from all industries because they're doing the same thing. Stephen A. Smith said something similar yesterday. Let's hear it.
Being done to a brother, because I got news for you, America. There's plenty of white folks in professional sports that's doing their thing. And I say that not complimentary. I don't see the information out about them. Why are we talking about this now? We got to talk about it because it's the news. Ain't none of our damn business. Unless you fire him. But if you keep him, it's none of our business. Mm-hmm. It should have never been put out there by the Celtics organization. And don't tell me you didn't do it, because you absolutely did it, because news reporters got it. So it emanated out of Boston. Somebody ain't in L.A. or Utah or something leaking this stuff about the Boston Celtics.
Right.
This is on y'all. You shouldn't have been out here.
I agree. What those welfare queens, Brett Favre and Phil Bryan are doing is news. This ain't news. Okay, also Black Twitter, man. Social media. Let me talk to y'all for a second. A lot of this is y'all fault too, and y'all don't even realize it. You wanna know why? You wanna know why Brett Favre got less media attention than Udoka? It's because y'all care more about celebrity than we do folks taking resources from people who look like us. Let me explain. If that man wasn't married to Nia Long, Black Twitter wouldn't have roasted his ass. Did he deserve to get roasted for cheating on Nia Long? Yes. Okay, but we don't even know if he cheated. We don't know how they get down in their relationship. We just assuming based off what we do in our relationships. You don't know how those folks get down, but social media don't care about truth. They care about entertainment. And we all know nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. But y'all roasting the coach when this story first broke, reprimanding him, might have made the Celtics say, oh my God, we have to do something. They are condemning him on social media. Meanwhile, that welfare queen Brett Favre is being accused of stealing $5 million in welfare funds for a damn volleyball stadium. Okay, I don't like to do whataboutisms, but damn, I just don't understand why that brother got a year suspension and people in the media acting like what Brett Favre did is nothing. And I know why they do stuff like this. They blow stories up like this because they think it's an indictment of all black coaches. Okay, really all black men. They like to see, you know, they like to see things like this. And they say, oh, see, this is why they aren't fit to lead. And it gives them a BS reason to do, which is what they already want to do. And that's not hire us. Please give the Boston Celtics organization the biggest hee-haw.
I mean, I think it's only right.
You want to go to Breakfast Club Court?
Yes.
Let's go to Breakfast Club Court then, damn it.
All right, let's open up the phone lines.
800-585-1051. The court.
That's right, Boston Celtics. They want to get rid of the brother.
Mm.
Suspend that man for a year.
An intimate, consensual relationship with a co-worker.
With a co-worker. They're saying, oh, he went against the policies.
team policy. Team policy.
That's what they're saying. And because of that, they are suspending the brother for a year, but they're saying it could be longer. We don't know. Yes, what the brother did was wrong.
I ain't hear that part now. But, I ain't hear about no, it could be longer. We don't know now. I heard it yet now.
He said it could be longer.
I ain't hear that. Who could be longer? Stop looking at that man like that.
But anyway, yeah, is this right? Yeah, of course what he did was wrong, but that's something that he has to handle with his family.
That's right.
That's something that he has to handle with his fiance.
That's right.
But the Boston Celtics shouldn't decide what goes on with him. Could you imagine if you had a relationship at work and in your job suspended you couldn't make money?
How many of them white executives in the Boston Celtics organization probably having intimate consensual relationships with female members of the staff? Come on now.
It doesn't have to be female. It could be male. We don't know.
Man, you are a crazy guy. You know that, man.
All right.
I hope it gets so much colder.
Let's open up the phone lines, man. 800-585-1051. What do you think? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.